Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Red Valley is intended for mature audiences and contains scenes some listeners may find distressing. Please go to redvalleypod.com for full content warnings on every episode. Do you want to continue?
This isn't a log recording. What is this?
This is the audio from the video feed inside the cryo suite at Red Valley. I have the video too, but like I said, I'm trying to break you in gently. This is where it all happens. So let's set the scene. You've got your six candidates for the teddy bears picnic. Six guys, full of synthetic blood, about to be put in induced comas and cryonically frozen. Yogi is dead after having a massive reaction to the infusion they're giving him just days before. That leaves five. Just like you heard Wood say, the picnic was due to start the coming Monday, and it did. The other five, Brown, Black, Grizzly, Polar and Pooh, they all go into the capsules, the cryopods. They're hooked up to every bit of monitoring going, like a super intensive care unit. They're fully anaesthetized, tubes in their mouths, in their arms, in their cocks, the lot.
Wait.
What?
Aren't I supposed to be listening to this tape? Aren't I missing what's happening?
Oh, no. Not yet. Nothing's happening yet. I'm setting the scene. So, tubes in their cocks
so
and...
why have this tape on at all?
What are you talking about?
Well, you could set the scene just by talking and then play me the tape.
No, but this is the atmosphere. I'm trying to show you
so
that...
you're literally playing this as like a backing track while you make this speech setting your scene.
Well, that makes it sound cynical.
No, it's just...
What?
We're really doing this.
Whoa, what's this?
It's 6 a.m. and I haven't slept, not for a minute.
Okay, this is Wood's log. I was intending to have you all brought up to speed, but I didn't think you were going to ask so many fucking questions. And now my timing's off.
This is more than one recording.
Yeah, I've got the audio from the cryo suite and I've got Wood's logs and I've cut them together.
Why would you do that?
To make it more dramatic. To draw you in. Get you to invest like a sizzle reel. Why are you looking at me like that?
Nothing. It's just... Not what I was expecting.
No shit, Warren. Look, now I've lost my place.
We're really doing this.
Picnic was Monday. You're going to pause. Anesthetic. Yeah, tubes in Cox. Tubes everywhere. All the monitoring is going. They've been studying them the whole time, recording all the data. And the course lasts 2 weeks.
2 weeks? Those bears have been frozen for 2 weeks.
Well, this isn't the first time they've done this. The company, I mean. They've been building up slowly, a day, a long weekend. All our teddy bears are first-timers, of course. And Wood, too. She's new. We rejoin the story at the end of the course. We're down to 3 teddy bears.
What happened to the others?
Well, Brown and Polar didn't make it more than a day. One of them didn't survive the rapid cooling process before the big freeze. The other one held out for a few hours after, and then their heart just gave up. I forget which is which. Oh, here we go. Now, here we go.
We're really doing this. It's 6 a.m. and I haven't slept, not for a minute. I was sick earlier. I don't know if I'm excited or the most terrified I've ever been in my life. Dr. Halbeck oversaw the Hartshorn infusions at midnight. The 8-hour activation period is nearly up. She sent Dr. Thomas and me to bed for whatever use that could be. How are we supposed to sleep when all we can think about is waking someone up?
I can't hear what's going on.
You will.
What did she say? What's Hartshorn?
I had to Google it myself. It was a type of smelling salt or something. For people who fainted in ye olde times, it has literally nothing to do with what's in that infusion. I think they just like the sound of it.
Okay, let's just figure this out.
The Hartshorn has failed.
We don't know that.
Monitoring is going off. Art line, sats, ECG is flat.
Okay, if it's flat, just check the lead. It's probably
loose. It's not the bloody lead. There's no trace on any of it.
Right, open it up.
You want to open it up now?
If we don't know if his heart's beating, there's no point in pissing about, is there?
Shit.
I thought she was right. All I could think is that I had to get him out to find out if he was alive because I didn't have anything else to go off. I realised we were entirely in the dark.
Okay. Sealed, released.
Open it.
Oh, I can't lift it.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, come on.
Oh, fuck me.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, it's in my
fucking
feet. It's in my fucking shoe.
Right. Right. Oh. Clean it up. We reconvene in 2 hours. Oh.
There were no readings because there was nothing to read. It was like jam. No, like jelly that hasn't set because you've put the wrong fruit in it. It's Grizzly up next, and then we break for lunch.
Oh, Christ, watch yourself.
I know what I'm doing. I need you to keep him still.
How the hell is he even conscious enough to do this?
We pulled him out too soon.
He is awakening exactly as we planned.
Yeah, this is just what I had planned.
Dr. Wood!
Ben, lift his arm. I think it's trapped.
Sure.
Bryony, could you mute those alarms, please?
Stuck. It's like he's sitting on it.
Thank you, Ben. His arm, he's straining.
Got it.
What the fuck did you do?
His arm just came off in Ben's hand. The shock killed Grizzly in less than a minute. We're done. It's all over. I told Halbeck to go fuck herself, and I'm locked in my bathroom with half a packed bag and my coat on like I'm a bloody teenager. There isn't anywhere to go. Next delivery is 3 days, no way out on foot. I'll work something out with Ben. Anything is better than... No. Oh, no!
Ben, what are you doing?
Halbeck had already put the Hartshorn in and muted the notifications. We have to do it.
Where's she gone?
She left.
She what?
She's gone. It's just us and Winnie the fucking Pooh. Are you going to help me or not?
Halbeck? Dr. Halbeck? Brittany? Answer your fucking...
Come! She's gone. You're in charge of this fucker's airway. Come on.
Okay, pass me the scope. All right. Down with the cuff. Down! Fucking rip it then! Suction, come on!
You're doing it. We're doing it.
Shut up.
Aubrey.
him. Suction back. Turn him on his side. Ben! Ben! What are you doing?
Oh, I can't do another.
Ben! He's fucking dying on me! Ben! Where the fuck are you going, Ben? Ben, please don't leave me with him! Ben!
It kind of winds down from there.
I don't want to hear any more of this, okay? If this is just some sick joke you people play on the new guy, then fuck you, all right? If it's real, then fuck you. Why would you show that to me? Why come to someone in accounts with this?
It isn't a joke, and you came to me.
To do an audit on an old account, not to listen to... No one should hear that. Why are you smiling?
I don't know. I smile when things get awkward.
Gordon, why are you sharing this stuff with me? Who is your line manager? Who should actually be dealing with this? Jesus, the fucking police should be dealing with this.
What planet are you on, man? This is Twilight Zone level stuff. They're clearly not worried about breaking a few eggs while they make their creepy dystopian murder omelets. They're not going to think twice about getting rid of someone like me. But I have been following this as closely as I can for years, all right? I've been waiting to be able to share it with someone so we can expose it, so we can end it. They must be working on something right now, and someone's dropped the ball bad enough that accounts have picked up the trail, and they've sent you.
I'm not the man for this, all right? This is too big. I'm not Clive Schill.
Clive Schill? The golden boy?
Yeah, you want a result? Go to him.
I don't trust Clive fucking Schill. How many men below the age of 40 are called Clive?
I'm not your guy.
Warren, a guy like me asks a guy like you to meet him in a car park in the dark. There's got to be a chance I was going to stab you or at least ask you to toss me off or something.
What?
But you came anyway, didn't you? Because you're good at this. I can tell. You care. I'm taking a huge gamble trusting you.
I suck at my job, all right?
What?
I didn't even know what this job was, okay? My wife got it for me.
Oh, right.
Look, I've been out of work for a while, okay? I wasn't well. My wife had to look after me. She's old friends with Doug Holder. They got me this job so I could start fresh, okay? I can't get involved in something like this.
So why did you even seek me out in the first place? Why are you here now?
I don't know.
Because you care. So, my sizzle reel was too much. I'm sorry. That's probably my issue. I care very much about presentation. I'm sorry. But I could see it in your eyes. This stuff speaks to you. You give a shit.
A long time ago, maybe. Not now.
A long time ago? You're not Gandalf the fucking Grey. Look, so I don't know you, and you don't know me. Fine. I'm the one with everything to lose here. You've got the power to make something happen. Look. Will you just take these?
I don't want to know what's in that bag, Gordon.
Look, take the fucking bag. There's more in there that I need you to hear. Just sleep on it, okay? Just... think about it for a little while. People are losing their lives in this company.
Fine. Just don't call me, all right?
All right. I leave it to you.
I'm going home.
New message received today at 18:38 hours.
Hey babe, just wondering when you'll be done. Nothing in the fridge, so I think it'll be a kids' meal spectacular. Fish fingers, chips and beans, everything orange.
New message received today at 19:24 hours.
Hey, it's me. You didn't say you'd be late tonight. Can you call me when you get this? I've texted you twice already. Bye.
New message received today at 20:41 hours.
Babe, where the fuck are you? You know I worry. You must have like 10 missed calls from me. We don't do this, all right?
Just a standard double, please.
At 69, or we've got a twin for 49.
Oh, the twin will be fine, actually.
Okay, so if I can just hit your name, please.
Yeah, it's Warren Godby.
Warren Godby?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, it's Laura. Laura Hambling. Well, Laura Jones now, but Hambling at school? We were at St. Luke's together?
Oh, yeah, of course, Laura. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. Did you remember you threw a bitty in Howard's mum's house, in his mum's bed?
Oh, yeah, right.
You offered to get off with me if I didn't tell Ian.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a pretty strange deal to make.
I agree.
I didn't get off with you.
No. So, do you want the long number across the middle of my card, or...?
Evening, Gordon.
Clive Schill?
Gordon, I think it's time you and I had a talk about Warren Godby. And you can turn off the tape recorder for this one.
Red Valley was written by Jonathan Williams and directed by Alan Mandel and Jonathan Williams. All recording, editing, music and sound design by Richard Campbell at Orpheus Studio London, with Carol Pestridge as creative consultant. Performances by Jonathan Williams, Alan Mandel, May Cunningham, Tash Reith Banks, Alexander Broad, Max Panks, Heather Wilson, and Nima Cass Hunt. For more information and content, you can find us on social media at Red Valley Pod. If you like what you heard, please rate, review, and subscribe. Thanks so much for listening.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
It's the last days of summer, 1920. Do you know where your children are? They should be playing outside.
Come on, Chelsea.
Mima says we're not allowed to go to this house. We're not even supposed to be on this side of town.
Doing their chores.
Why aren't these chicken coops clean?
Please, Father, I'll be good. Oh, God!
Obeying their parents.
You look me right in the eyes and tell me you didn't steal this bike.
Ma, no, I've been helping Mr. Diamond, all right?
Lord, don't tell me my son is working at a speakeasy.
Exploring their feelings.
Let's go over to the apple tree.
Gosh, okay.
But unfortunately for these young fools, the neighborhood bully has other plans.
Tonight, you are going to meet me out in front of the old Barnaker house.
Howling house? Why?
Now, a Boy Scout, a tag-along, a doormat, and a delinquent will dare to spend the night in the most haunted estate in Arkham. Will they survive to see the sunrise, or will they succumb to the hunger of Howling House?
You're going to die tonight.
What is that thing?
Is this the witch's library?
I'm gonna kill you!
Not tonight!
Roger, make him stop!
No! You watch!
Run away, little ones. I'm so hungry.
Listen to the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program's award-winning season, Night at Howling House. The complete story, available everywhere you listen to podcasts, and at CthulhuMystery.com.
All ye outs and free, all the outs and free.